In many countries, there is a fixed charge for personal services. A certain percentage may be added to the bill at a hotel or a restaurant for the service. In other places, the customer may be expected to give a tip or a small amount of money as a sign of appreciation whenever services are performed. In the United States, there is no consistent practice in regard to tipping. The custom is more common in a large city than in a small town. A Native American may often be in doubt about when and how much to tip when he is in a city that is strange to him. In general, however, a tip is expected by the porter who carries your baggage, by taxi drivers, except perhaps in small towns, and by those who serve you in hotels and restaurants. When you enter a railroad station, perhaps a man with a red cap will say to you, "May I carry your bag?" The red cap usually expects 35 cents a bag for his services. In some cities, the taxi that takes you to your hotel may have one meter that registers the cost of the trip and another that shows a fixed charge, usually about 20 cents, for extras. In some cities, the taxi driver may expect a tip in addition to the extra, especially if he carries your suitcase. If no extra is charged, a tip is usually given. Hotels generally do not make a service charge, though there are places where one is added. It is customary, however, to give something to the porter who carries your suitcases and shows you to your room. In case of doubt, 35 cents for each bag he carries is satisfactory. In a restaurant, you generally leave about 15% of the bill in small change on the table as a tip for the person who has served you. A service charge is generally not included, except in some of the larger, more expensive places. If the order is small, a cup of coffee at a lunch counter or something of the sort, a tip is not usually expected.